We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
It's 2:46 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. So you need a car, but you don't really need a car. You'd like to have a car once in a while to run errands, to zip here and there. Enter Zipcar. Zipcars are cars on demand. It's an arrangement that allows people to share cars 24/7. Zipcar has been around now for about a decade and in Champaign-Urbana for about a year, and it's proved quite popular. John Williams is a spokesman for Zipcar, and he's my guest in this portion of the program. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm great.
Good. Whose idea was this?
Well, the concept of car sharing really predates Zipcar by about a decade. It was quite popular in Switzerland way back in the 1980s and 90s. As you can imagine, roads are a lot more congested over there, and the transit systems were strong, and so people actually began sharing cars in Switzerland. And some folks up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, brought the idea here to the United States, really beginning in 1999.
And how many U.S. cities have Zipcars today?
Well, we are all over the United States, up in Canada and also in London, England. We're at probably 15 or so major metro markets, what you might consider New York City, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. We're also on about 140 campuses across the United States and Canada and London as well. So we're in big areas and small areas.
How many locations in Illinois?
Well, right now we've got what we're talking about here today is we've got about 10 cars right in your neighborhood there in the Champaign-Urbana area.
Yeah, and plenty in Chicago, it looks like.
Plenty in Chicago, absolutely.
Yeah. More on the way?
Could be. The great thing about Zipcar is that we pay really close attention to how the vehicles are doing. That is, how many people are reserving them, how often they're being used. And our goal is to make sure that whenever somebody wants a car, either their first choice is available when they need it or that there's another one close by. So as we see demand starting to tick up on our cars, we can add cars either to respond to that demand or sometimes even a little bit in advance of that demand if we feel confident that those cars are going to be used.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, unlike a coffee shop or a physical chain where you have to get involved with leases or build-outs, if we see a strong need, we can generally put a car in place in, you know, a few weeks.
Any competitors?
You know, nationally, there are a number of competitors, both on the for-profit side and the nonprofit side. We see everything from very small operators in small parts of the country to rental giants such as Hertz and Enterprise are now starting to get into the game.
Mm.
Zipcar is the world's largest car-sharing operator. We've got about 350,000 members sharing about 6,500 cars globally.
How does this car-sharing arrangement work with Zipcar?
Well, we put cars in different locations spread across an area. As I mentioned, we've got about 10 cars in 5 different locations in your area. The goal is to have them around the corner or across the street or a few short blocks away from where people live or work. And we let our members reserve and drive those cars by the hour or by the day. There's a simple fee, which includes gas, insurance, 180 free miles of driving, and that reserved parking spot, as well as a 24/7 emergency roadside assistance if you need it. And the way it works is once you become a member of Zipcar, you can log in to the internet site, use a touch-tone phone or use your iPhone or other smartphone to simply pick the car that you want when you want it, reserve it, and it's yours. For the duration of the time that you've reserved it. So you walk up to the car, and we give each member what's called a zip card. It's a little thing about the size and shape of a credit card. And you hold that over a special computer underneath the windshield, and the car basically says, does this person have this car at this time? And if so, the electronic car doors locks open up, you get in the car, you take your trip, you return the car back when you're done, and you walk away. And if you've had it for 2 hours, I think in your market it's about $16.
Hmm.
All in.
And does membership itself cost something?
Yeah, so for students and faculty and staff, we basically have, it's $35 for them to join, and their rates are about $8 an hour or $66 a day. If you live in the Champaign-Urbana area but you're not affiliated with the university, it's a little bit more to join, a $25 application fee and a $50 annual fee, but we give you $50 worth of free driving in that first year.
And who's eligible to join?
Well, we have, it's basically open to anybody who lives in the area. For if you're affiliated with the university, people as young as 18 can join. Otherwise, you need to be 21, and you need to have a somewhat clean driving record. I joke that, you know, you don't need to be a saint. You can have a speeding ticket or two, but we do, because you're covered by the Zipcar insurance policy, we do run a check of your driver's license and look to see what your driving record is. But again, we have a very low rejection rate in terms of people applying.
And so how? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, once you're a member, you can pretty much reserve not only the cars in the Champaign-Urbana area, but also anywhere else where we have Zipcars in the world.
How long does it take to be cleared for membership?
Generally about 3 to 5 business days, not very long.
Okay. And will a car be available when I need it?
We certainly hope so. although I'll answer that by saying that generally the more advanced notice you give the reservation system, or in other words, the farther out you try to book your car, the more likely it is that you're going to get your first choice. We see, statistically speaking, about 80% of all reservations are made within 24 hours of when you actually use the car. So this is the type of thing that allows for spontaneity. But if you know that you need a particular car at a particular time, it's best to book it out as far in advance as you can to give yourself the highest percentage of getting that one. But if you can't get your first choice, we try to cluster our vehicles so that there's another one nearby.
Yeah, are reservations simply made online, or can you make a telephone reservation?
Well, you can make them online, or you can use a touch-tone phone to basically select the vehicle and punch in the time and date that you need it. So it's pretty simple. So there's a variety of ways.
What kinds of cars are Zipcars, and how are they equipped?
Sure. Well, they're regular cars. They're just like the cars that most people are already driving. In your market, we've got a couple of hybrids, a couple of sporty cars. We have the vehicle manufacturers include Mazda, Toyota, Honda, Scion. They're generally, the way that we look at our cars is with a metaphor called good, clean, fun. It helps us make sure that we're making the right decisions. But good cars that are reliable, cars that will hold up over time, cars that start up when you start them and just perform well. So they're good quality cars. Clean, we like to put highly fuel-efficient cars in markets that reduce the total number of vehicle emissions that come forth, whether those would be hybrids, as the case that we have here, or just really super high-efficient, fuel-efficient vehicles that reduce the carbon footprint of the program. And then fun. We like to make sure that when people are out and about in the cars that they're fun to drive, whether it's Scions or Toyota Matrixes or BMWs in some markets, or Mini Coopers. So that's really a good way to think about the Zipcars, is just good, clean fun.
And are they equipped with something like child safety seats, or do you have to make special arrangements, or how about a bike rack?
Certain cars in certain markets do have bike racks or ski racks. I don't think we have any special accessories in the cars in Champaign-Urbana. And then as far as car seats and those sorts of things, typically we rely on our members to own and operate those and install them. We don't put those in the car.
Okay. How long can we have the car at any one time?
Generally, about a day or a couple of days is the most that you can do it. The real sweet spot for Zipcar is in those short trips. We like to think of Zipcar really as a replacement for a personally owned vehicle rather than a rental car. If you need a car for a week, it's probably going to be more cost effective for you to go to a Hertz or an Enterprise or something like that. But if you need a car just for a couple of hours, if you need to run to the grocery store, or if you want to go out to the movies with your friends or those sorts of things, and you need a car just for a couple of hours, then Zipcar is a great fit.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you found in your business, in the Zipcar business, that people are saying, you know, I don't need a car anymore. And so when the car that you have, maybe it's time for that car to be retired, people are saying, you know what, I'm not going to buy another car. I can just get the Zipcar and, you know, make my arrangements to run my errands twice a month.
Yeah, you know, we see that all the time. About 60% of Zipcar members report either selling or avoiding buying a new car. And the reason is that up until Zipcar, if you needed a car just part-time, you pretty much had to own one full-time. And so we see this a lot with two-driver households where they're able to sell one of their cars because that car just really wasn't getting used all that much. And now that they know they have access to a Zipcar for a couple of hours on the weekend, they can do that, especially in this economy as many, many people are looking at ways to sort of tighten the belt. The vehicle expense can be a huge part of an income. Nationally, AAA suggests that car ownership, the average car costs about $800 a month. The average Zipcar member spends about $100 and $150 a month. So that's, call it $600 a month, most of our members report saving on the cost of owning a car. And in a challenging economy, that's $7,000 a year. That's almost like getting a $10,000 raise. So it makes an awful lot of economic sense for folks that are, you know, looking for ways to still get around town, but to save money. And then certainly for college students, just the cost of owning a car or bringing one to campus that sits, you know, 6-7 days out of the week while they're in class, this is a much easier and more cost-efficient way for them to get around town or get off campus.
Yeah. You know, even if the economy was going great guns, you know, that's money in the bank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people take that money and they turn it right back around and put it in the community. They go out to eat more often. They go to the movies. They buy clothes, those sorts of things. So you're absolutely right. It's real money, and people may decide to put it into a bigger mortgage and get a bigger house. They might put it in fun stuff like clothes and travel. They might put it toward their education. The important thing is that it's a choice. And up until now, if you needed a car just a couple of hours a week, you really pretty much had to own one full time.
John, thanks so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
John Williams is a spokesman for Zipcar.